AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says Congress is at an inflection point when it comes to the infrastructure bill and the $3.5 trillion budget plan.
We're going to continue with an economy where the overwhelming share of the benefits go to big corporations and the very wealthy. Or are we going to take this moment right now to set this country on a new path, one that invests in this nation, creates real sustained economic growth, and that benefits everyone?
The president also defends his push for vaccine mandates in both government and private businesses, questioning the motivation behind objections by Republican governors.
The governors of Florida and Texas are doing everything they can to undermine the life-saving requirements that I proposed. And some of the same governors attacking me are in states with the strictest vaccine mandates for children attending school in the entire country.
A number of Republican governors say they will sue to prevent the president's vaccination effort. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says world leaders scheduled to speak at next week's United Nations General Assembly have to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. AP Sagar Magani has this from the White House.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says he knows the UN has its own rules, but he told Secretary General Antonio Guterres 2 weeks ago the city requirement stands.
I expressed to him how important it was to have continuity with what we're doing in the city.
While de Blasio says Guterres has been cooperative, Russia's ambassador has not, and that's fine.
If the Russian ambassador is against it, I'm for it.
Among other things, Russia's objecting to a city rule that only WHO-approved vaccines will be accepted. Russia's Sputnik vaccine is not.
If their vaccine isn't good enough, then they should go and use one of the other vaccines.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Heading into the final hour of trading, the Dow is down 51. This is AP News. A 101-year-old woman in Maine has no plans to stop hauling lobsters. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
Virginia Oliver still faithfully tends to her traps off Rockland, Maine with her 78-year-old son, Max.
Well, I band the lobsters and I measure them and I put them in the tank.
Oliver started trapping lobsters at the age of 8, and these days she catches them using a boat that once belonged to her late husband and bears her own name, the Virginia. Oliver had worked at a printing plant.
I worked there 18.5 years. And he came home one day and I had the yard full of coal. He said, thought you went to work? And I said, I did. I said, I'm quit. I'm going with you.
Oliver had a brief scare a couple of years ago when a crab snipped her finger and she had to get 7 stitches. She won't let that stop her.
Well, I've always done it, so now I might just as well keep right on doing it.
I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.